Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. In today's show, we're going to talk about the Lego helmet bust. And I'm talking about the ones that, you know, like the Star Wars ones where you have the, you know, these ones like right here, like similar to this, the Mandalorian, you know, some of the new ones you get out, you got the Star Wars, Skywalker. There's quite a number of these sets that have come out since, I believe they started in 2019. So we're going to go over kind of that whole group of them to see if they make good investments. If you're listening to us on a podcast, we'd love it if you can give us a positive review on whichever streaming network that you're listening to us on. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. So I wanted to just kind of go over the whole category of the kind of the Lego bust. Now, there's a lot of ones that are Star Wars related. There's a few Marvel ones. There's a few other little ones kind of mixed in with everything. But I really wanted to just go over all of them, you know, there. And just so you can take a look at what I'm looking at, some of the data points that I like about certain things. A particular ROI sheet that I have here is available if you wanted to download. It's at brickflips.com/ROI. And we're just going to go over a few of these sets. If you want to see the complete collection, these are all the sets that are available now these are the ones that I pulled up that are the helmet ones. And as you notice, they started in 2019. They actually had and we'll go over that. There's a bust that started kind of before all the ones came out. And it's kind of interesting to see how Lego has evolved. They've used all the data that they've found with this to really, really popularize it. So the first one we're going to look at is the Darth Vader bust. And these are all historical data points. So it's not necessarily going to be predictive of anything in the future or anything, but it's just interesting to look at some of this data. If you take a look at all the trends of these ones, so I just put in Lego Star Wars helmets, and as you can see, it's been, you know, having some really good spikes in here, and these are obviously probably around the holidays when these are really spiked up, but the demand for these is really high. I mean, it's definitely one of those ones that it's something that it's really interesting in. You know, even though a lot of these are really the Star Wars ones, I think they've kind of branched out with the Marvel ones, but I think you might see this it might come into play in some other themes. But right now it's really big in Star Wars. They have, like I said, there's some Marvel ones as well out there. The demand for this is really high. So just to give you a little bit more of the trends of people searching for this, so this gets about 18,000 searches. Roughly average a month. I mean, as you can see, it goes up, you know, and it spikes up and down. But as the holiday comes, there's probably more searches for that based off of, you know, just getting gifts for people. But it's definitely, the trend is definitely going up with these ones. I don't think it's going to go away. Lego realizes that they're going to make more and more of these ones. So we're going to see these come out each and every time that they come out with a new set. Also with Amazon, I mean, just so you know, I mean, this is selling like hotcakes. You know, this is the new one that just came out. It's about 7,000 sets that it sells roughly every month. It's probably a little bit more than that, but I think this data that I pulled this from is a little bit conservative with it. But it's definitely, you know, like I said, it's really popular. These are ones that I would definitely keep an eye on. Now, you just have to remember though, is when Lego really comes out with something, they might not produce the amount of sets that they do as it goes forward into it. Like I always think with the Speed Champions, I think they probably produce more of them as it went on because they saw the data with it. And the same thing with these, they're seeing that these are really popular and they probably produce more. So you have to understand that the supply of these is going to be a lot larger, but the demand might keep up with it, and the demand still may outweigh the supply. Also, if you're selling on eBay, I did some eBay trends on here. You can look at the graph on here. It's just going up. Everything is just trending up with these particular types of sets. Even in February, March, it's still trending up with these, you know, average sell price. I mean, this really encompasses a lot of different things. So it's not necessarily these helmets. It could be other helmet things in there. But when I did the search for it, I did Lego Star Wars helmets, and so that could be like minifigure helmets in there. But still, it's the trend is going up with this. So just that's what I really want you to nail down. Looking at the Darth Vader bust, this one was available. It was like a Target exclusive at one point. This was out in 2019. I think you can get it for like $40, and it's selling now for $170. Now, interesting to know about this is you can bricklink this, and it's like a lot less. So if you really want this one, you can actually build it yourself for a lot less than buying this. But if you're one of those ones that wants that 20-year one, obviously you're gonna have to shell out $170 for it. But it is pretty cool to know, to see that this is where this one started. They also made a Sith Trooper bust. This one was given out at the San Diego Comic-Con in 2019. This one was actually going for a lot more. It's like, gosh, yeah, $460 new. Now, obviously, this was a really exclusive. They probably didn't make a lot of these because it was the Comic-Con in 2019. But just, I mean, people are still paying that for this stuff now. So the demand is there. Obviously this is a low supply, and this is not anything like the ones that you're seeing now. But it's just interesting to keep an eye on this stuff, as far as how this is going overall for a particular theme. Now, I also said that there were other ones in there. There's not a lot of historical data on this, so it's not like I can go and do all these crazy charts of oh, look at this one and how much this sold, because it really only goes back to 2019. There's not anything before that, so I don't really have too much. But the Iron Man one is set 76165. This one's pretty interesting because it just retired recently. The value of it's gone up a little bit right now. It's not, to be honest with you, this is not my favorite one. I do like Marvel, but I just don't like this particular helmet one. It's kind of bland, I think, to be honest with you, if I'm just looking at it aesthetically. But if you're a big Marvel fan, you're probably going to want to grab this one, and it's just probably one that's going to be in your collection. But this one is right now just retired, so you can't really see. If we look at the chart in here, you can definitely see it dropped off as far as Amazon selling it. So maybe you got it at $48. It was retailing it for $68, but if you got it for 48, right now it's going 104. I think it has to get to 120. Yep, to get 100%, and I don't think that's too far off from that. So that one's going to appreciate pretty quickly. I think you'll get to 100% if you did buy it for 47 or less. I don't know if they had it for any less than that, but that's still a pretty good return on investment for the amount of time. I think it'll get to 120. It looks like it's really popular. The sellers are dropping off here, but this always happens, the first run of it, and then it goes up when people kind of hits their triggers and everything. So you'll probably go up in the amount of sellers that are just holding on to it for right now. I do think that overall, I think that Lego is going to do more of these ones for Marvel as well. Now this one, obviously, this is the TIE Fighter one. Now this was a Target exclusive, and everybody's talking about this one. It's just it's like a set that everybody just really talked about. I liked it because I grabbed a ton of these things before they even went on sale at Target, because I just knew that it was just the first run of things. I just always seem to do. My instinct is always to grab stuff, but I got a lot of these ones. I'm holding on to them right now, and I'm like itching to sell some of them right now because they're going for $160, and that's already way over 100% in a short amount of time. This one, I gotta be honest with you, I'm a Star Wars fan. I have it. I gotta build it actually. I wasn't too crazy about this one. I didn't really think it was the best one out of all of them. I really like the Mandalorian one myself, but it was one of those ones that was a Target exclusive. And it's funny is that everybody was talking about this like right as it went on Black Friday, and then nobody could get it. And I'm like, oh, thank God I got like a ton of them. These things are not always going to be like home runs for every single one of these things, that just because it's in the store. And that's where I came up with this, because I was in one of the groups, and they were talking about this set. The cards one, I have some of these ones. I do, have enough of these where I feel comfortable. If I don't get any more, I'm not gonna be like I missed out on it or anything. A lot of the conversation was around, is this like a cool one? Like, would you want this one? Does this like look cool? Like, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not a huge I just Spider-Man Carnage kind of fan or anything, but the movies are pretty good, and there's a lot of fans that do like this. So I don't know, maybe they'll particularly like this particular one, but I don't know. It's one of those things, like, you have to go with your instinct on some of this stuff. Some of it is a gamble, but this one is only available in Target So it's another Target exclusive. This one, I don't think I saw this one discounted. So this is, again, this is set number 76199. I think it was like $59.99. I don't know, somewhere around there. Maybe it's a little bit less. Maybe just tell me in the comments what this is, because I didn't look this one up. I didn't see the actual cost of this one. If you really psyched about some of these ones, then just go with that one. I mean, if your instinct is telling you. This is one of the new sets that just came out. Like I said, this is a really popular one. 223 is the sales rank, which is like really, really low. And then the other one that came out is, I don't have it up, but is the Luke Skywalker one as well. That one's a cool one. And then the other one that I think is going to be I think a big one is the Star Wars Dark Trooper helmet. Now, I don't know if this is just going to be a Target exclusive. They don't have, it doesn't say Target only. Usually they have like a little helmet up here, but you can't really find anywhere else other than Target or Lego. So I don't know if it's they just got the first shipment of it. I haven't looked. To be honest, I didn't look on Walmart, but I don't think it was on there when I looked at it really quick before I was doing this. But this might be one to keep an eye on. I don't know, a couple years down the road before this retired. This is obviously a new one, so it's not something I would get now. I would wait until later. This is one I would definitely kind of see if maybe it could be one of those ones that, who knows? That kind of gives you guys an idea of like some of the things that you want to look at. Again, there's so many other, sets out there. They had the Batman cowl. I mean, I didn't talk about all of them, but there's other ones out there. But I think the whole main point of this is that Lego can see this data and they're looking at all this stuff, and they're probably going to produce a lot more of these ones. They're probably going to come out with as many as they can because it's good for their bottom line, and that's really going to be good for us because that means that there's a huge demand for these. The supply of these might not be, they might be a lot larger than they have in the past, so just be aware of that. But I think the demand is going to really keep up with it, and I think we're going to see more and more of these down the road. Look at all this data. This is really what I want you guys to understand is you got to look at all this data and make your own decision. Come up with your own list of different sets that you want to collect. Well, hope you guys found this helpful. Listen to us on our podcast. If you could, that would be great. And also give us some positive reviews, all that good stuff. Take a look at this spreadsheet at brickflips.com/ROI if you want to take a look at that. Well, we also have a retirement sheet. If you haven't seen that one, it's at brickflips.com/retire. Wow, so that was quite a bit of things to unpack for you, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.